Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So Oxford University Press has released its word of the year.
Okay.
And it's actually two words.
Hmm.
What's that?
Two words, huh?
Yeah.
It's a saying.
But it's still a, it's a term.
Okay.
How about that?
It's a term.
Capturing the Internet zeitgeist of 2025.
Internet zeitgeist?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking, trying to think of words that I hear, and I'm assuming this is, young people. So I was trying to think of, what words I've heard young people.
Well, let's just say that it's common in today's society. Very common now. It's something that is new.
What about
with social media?
Oh, social media.
Yeah.
What about the aura farming?
No.
No? Because I see that a bunch.
What does that mean?
Remember the little kid on the front of the boat, doing his little dance that was popping up everywhere? The little Filipino kid, right? That's aura farming. It's that's an online, you're by doing that, that little kid became an overnight sensation. So, the guy riding the skateboard, I think, and I hope I'm using this right, the guy doing the skateboard and the ocean spray, he would aura farm. He, you cultivate, an online presence. You go viral. Aura farming.
Like your aura. Your essence.
Yes.
Like you're trying to...
Yes, you're building that. So that's when...
I have never heard that.
You've never heard that?
No.
You've seen the video of the kid on the front of the boat.
Yeah, I think you guys pointed it out to me once, but...
Yeah. So when you said it was an internet saying,
yeah,
that's where I was like, okay, aura farming.
No, the word of the year from Oxford University Press is rage bait.
Oh.
Yes.
I can see that.
And of course, you know what rage baiting is.
Dude, everyone, that's all anyone does anymore.
It refers to online content that is deliberately designed to elicit anger or outrage by being frustrating, provocative, or offensive.
And half the time, it's all crap anyways. It's it's disingenuous, it's dishonest, it's edited, it's clipped. And most of the time now, it's coming from a Russian bot. I love when Twitter or X now, they made it where you can see where the account's from. And all these super political accounts, it all came from people that are in India and Russia. And yet the picture on it was some blonde, blue-eyed, American, and it's raging over some Second Amendment or woke thing here in the country. And it's dude, you come from India, for God's sakes. Rage bait.
Are you a rage baiter?
I am not. I don't take it. I don't take the bait. I don't post anything remotely controversial. I don't engage in anything. The idea of an online argument to me, I cannot tell you how dumb that sounds. The idea that I would become so enraged with some idiot posting something that I disagree with that I would then take my energy to fire back and then get in an argument with that person who there's a good chance, much like that'd be if you're having phone sex and you actually think that the person on the other line is actually the hot person in the commercial. It is not. So you're arguing with someone and it's not even a real person. It's just someone specifically there to piss you off, and yet people can't help take the bait, even when it's clearly made up. That's why everyone's just angry all the time. If you want to become less angry, stop looking at things, because the algorithms know what pisses you
exactly
off.
Exactly, and that's the rage bait.
Yes, and this goes to the you were asking, why does my why does my like algorithm keep giving me stuff that I don't want to see? Because they figured out that stuff that makes you angry, actually, like, you become addicted to it more than things that you like. You will look at stuff longer that pisses you off than stuff that makes you happy or turns you on.
I get that, but I got to tell you, I do not watch these Stephen A. Smith clips that come into my... It keeps sending them to me. I don't watch them.
Very few people can resist it.
I scroll right by them.
They will find stuff that, like you said, that rage baits you. That's okay. The old Tom Hardy meme now. It's like, that's bait. Like, don't take it. I mean, but that's like, you see a lot of sports radio people that do this. Certainly the Fox News or the MSNBC or whatever. That's all they do is they just dangle the red meat out for people.
That's right.
What's funny is when you watch, whether you watch far left news or far right news, it's never about what's going good. It's always about what the other side is doing that is so god awful. That's all it is. Because no one wants to hear about things are good. They want to hear about what's going to piss you off.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.